Hi, I'm Kathy Forstie. We're here at the Folk Alliance Conference here in Kansas City, Missouri, 30 years of community and song. And we've been having friends come by and play some songs for us and chat for a little while. And someone who I've known, been aware of for a very long time, but we haven't been playing her on the station until just recently, is Emily White.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So you've been coming to these for quite some time, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I think this might be like my 11th Big Folk Alliance, we call
wow.
it. Big Folk Alliance. And then I've also been coming to Farm for a while, not about 9 years, and then gone to NERFA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So yeah. What do you get out of coming to the conferences? Why do you keep coming back?
A lot of it is community. I feel like you develop friendships and really like deep, meaningful community with other musicians who are doing what you're doing. I think this job can be a tricky one at times to play mm-hmm. original music for audiences around the country. And it's really nice to have a gathering a couple times a year where you can come together, see each other perform, because you might be on the road a lot mm-hmm. and never see each other. And then also just kind of like figure out your career together, because it's so much a career that's driven individually at times. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're an island, you know, but then you hear, oh, that person's having trouble with that issue as well. And mm-hmm. you can kind of troubleshoot it together. I think it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And it's also like really rejuvenating, I think. I mean, it's exhausting, don't get me wrong. Like there is no sleep to be had, but at the same time, it's sort of like spiritually or morally rejuvenating in the mm-hmm. sense of the mission of playing.
Right. And it gives you purpose again to why you're doing what you're doing. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It gives you just that little like kick that you're like, oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This uh-huh. is great. This is awesome. Yeah. And you hear so many awesome songs mm-hmm. and you get so inspired. Like I just came from a showcase actually, and I was just like, what? I am rooming with someone. I have three roommates, but two of them I knew, and I knew their music, but one of the women I had never heard her music before, and I mm-hmm. literally just heard her song for the first time, and she's incredible. Like yeah. we've just been, you know, hanging out, sharing meals, and all of a sudden she sings, and I'm like, what? Like, you are so good. I'm so inspired by you, you know?
Yeah,
and that's just like a really cool thing. Yeah.
yeah. Well, speaking about being inspired, you have a great new album out called Staking Flags in the Valley.
Yes, I do.
Where did that title come from?
So it's actually a line from one of the songs, and the song is called Send Me a Dove. And I wrote it for a friend who was going through a hard time. And it's sort of the same idea as Folk Alliance is that like, I feel like sometimes we're islands and we feel a little isolated from each other. And, I kind of didn't know that she was having such a hard time. And mm-hmm. so I wrote the song to say, when you're feeling that way, you know, like I'm here, like I am absolutely here every time. There was like just kind of an image I had when I was writing the song. I was driving through West Virginia in the fall, and it was beautiful fall leaves, but it had snowed overnight, and I had never seen that before. I'd never seen the bright colored leaves with the white snow on top.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the leaves have all fallen by the time it snows where I live, and it was just this striking thing as I was driving up and down these hills in West Virginia. And I had this sort of image of just somebody kind of leaving their things behind, like in the valley, like all the hard things you go through, the valleys in your life, and just kind of like staking it and being like, I was here, this happened to me, mm-hmm. but I'm moving on. And so that's where that came from. It's actually a line in the song that says, and I'll leave you here staking flags in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't think of the line, but
you have to sing it, right?
It's in there somewhere. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, how does it go? Yeah.
Well, that's a great imagery though. I love that. You're
Thank
very
you.
Good at imagery. And when you write, you see the song, you see what you're singing about when you do songs, which is what I really love about your lyrics.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Can you do one of the songs from the album for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm going to do this one. It's called Crooked Teeth. This was actually, I wanted to play this one because it was inspired by Folk Alliance. Sometimes what we do late at night is after all the showcases and we're done with all our business work, we'll sit around and play songs for each other and have these like sad offs where we try to play our saddest songs for each other. And because a lot of times we don't want to play those in our showcases, you know, or whatever, but we love them. And so,
right.
And we all love each other's and we're like, oh, yours is so sad. Anyway, so we just sit around and we were in one of those situations in Memphis. And in Memphis, the showcase rooms were on the top floors, like 17, 18, and 19. And And somebody said, like, what would we do if we found out there was a fire downstairs and we were, this is it. Like, we only have 30 minutes up here. And it's very like a dark concept, but I just kind of ran with it of the idea of what we would have done up there. You know, how you would spend that if you were in that situation. So this is called Crooked Teeth. I've been thinking about your crooked teeth. And I've been picturing my hand in between. And that damn dog won't let go. Yeah, that dog, she don't know the meaning of no. But if there's fire down on 3, and we are stuck on floor 19, well, tell me how you wanna spend your last 30 minutes with me. I've been thinking that life is much too short. We make our mark in the sand, we draw it out so sweet. And that damn wind wants to blow. Yeah, that wind, she don't know the meaning of no. But if there's fire down on 3, and we are stuck on floor 19, well, tell me how you wanna spend your last 30 minutes with me. So damn tight, so scared of that truth, it cuts like a knife, like a knife. So hypothetically speaking, if there's fire down on 3, and we are stuck on floor 19, if there's fire down on 3, and we are stuck on floor 19, well, tell me how you wanna spend your last 30 minutes with me.
Great tune.
Thanks.
So how did you start writing music? When did you start getting into music and doing this?
So when I was about 12, a friend of mine had started taking guitar lessons, and I went over to her house one day and she had her guitar out and was like, I've been taking guitar lessons and this is how you play it. And she showed me how to play a song. I think it was like Ode to Joy. And I picked it up and I could just play it right away. And I was like, I love this. This is everything. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. And so I went home and I was like, Mom, I want a guitar. I want to take guitar lessons. She was like, no, like, you quit piano. You are not taking guitar. Cause I had hated piano lessons. Mm-hmm. And so she said, you save up your money and you buy a guitar. And if you want to play the guitar. So I saved up my money. It was $60 for my first little nylon string guitar. And it came free with like a book at the guitar store. And I played, like, after I got that guitar, I played like every day for like 3 weeks. I was playing all the time. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, okay, fine. Like, I'll get you a couple of lessons. And I started with a teacher, Bill McMath in Memphis, Tennessee. And he was just like everything. Guitar became everything to me. He put so many instruments in my hands. Like, he would just give me a mandolin or a fiddle and get me to try to play it. He mm-hmm. brought me back to playing the piano a little bit. And he taught me like recording stuff. He started like he had a bunch of recording equipment, like two track stuff, and we would do recording. I mean, he was an incredible teacher. He was the kind of music teacher that, you know, you dream about, like not limiting at all. And, which was really, I responded to that well. And so immediately, basically I started writing, you know, I still have these little songs I wrote when I was, you know, 13, 14. They're very dramatic. And they steal a lot of lyrics. Yeah. They steal a lot of lyrics from the Indigo Girls, who are my favorite band, but, you know, like you do what you do. So yeah, so that's how it started.
Very cool.
For me.
Yeah. So do you, did you ever go back? So you said you played a little piano. Did you ever go back to the piano? Did you ever find that love for the piano? Or
I never found like a real love. I found a real respect for the piano, which is definitely different. But in college, I went to school for music. I ended up going to school for music. And so I had to take like piano proficiencies and stuff where I went to school. So, you know, I like it, but I've never like written on it. I'm not good enough. I'm not quite good enough to do that. I can just kind of,
I'm the same way. I tried to play piano when I was younger, and then I had to play it in college because I have a music degree, but I never got good on piano. I still can only play like the songs I learned in college. That's all I can play.
Exactly. You have like your certain things.
But guitar, I've just always loved, and I was always been drawn to it.
And, it always came a little, like, it just came more easily to me for some reason. I mean, I'm sure it's also, I spent a lot more time doing it, you know? Right. So I think, you know, there's the hours rule, of course.
And I always, I mean, some ways I kind of feel like guitar, people like guitar, those who love guitar, is because guitar is such a personal instrument. You hold it in your hands, it's up against your body, you feel the vibrations from the instrument. Whereas piano, it's really not like that. And so I think guitar is much more of a personal instrument than piano.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I never thought about it that way, but that's interesting.
Just my theory. Well, let's hear another song from the new album, Staking Flags in the Valley. This just came out, right?
It came out in 2014,
did it?
Actually.
Okay,
it did.
Thinking, well, you just sent me the CD, so that's why I know. It just came out.
Yes. I'm actually working on, I have one hopefully coming out this year, so that I'm getting pretty close on. So.
Okay, good. Well, I look forward to hearing that. So the next song you're going to do is Arkansas. Tell us about this song.
Yes.
My mom's from Arkansas, so I have to know what this
is. Oh, okay. so it doesn't have a whole lot to do with Arkansas, but I did, I used to travel, I grew up in Memphis, and so we would go over to Arkansas all the time. It's like basically just a walk, you know, it's super close. So I spent a lot of time in Arkansas, and this song just sort of, for me, it's like an exploration of the way people, interact with religion in their lives. And it's sort of, I think my story of how I felt about, you know, a lot of the things and the coming to terms with that kind of stuff in my life. I started writing it because of, there had been like a tragedy in the country. So it started from there. And, unfortunately it seems like it's always timely every time I play it. So this is Arkansas. Well, the flags are all at half-mast, and we don't have to ask, 'cause we've all got our own reasons why these days. And the men in the vinyl diner seats, they got their hands clasped so tightly, sending their prayers up to the Father above. I used to know that father well, and then some say that I fell, and I guess I've got the scars to prove them right. There's a sign at the end of that road, says it's as far as cars can go, and if you want to go any further, you are gonna have to walk. Some people walk and some people ride. Some people carpool to heaven. They carpool to heaven. The stars fall heavy over Arkansas tonight. And I can't carpool to heaven, but I'd like to get there all right. There's a billboard billboard from Jesus on the way to New Orleans. And the billboard from Jesus says that it's for lease. Well, he might just be bones and dust and the thing that saved my life, but I got a brother looking out for me on the angel's side. Some people walk and some people ride. Some people carpool to heaven. They carpool to heaven and the stars fall heavy over Arkansas tonight. And I can't carpool to heaven, but I'd like to get there all right. Today we learned the truth too late. We reminded ourselves not to hesitate. We held on a little bit tighter to the ones that we've still got. And I held my guitar like a life raft, holding me up in the mine shaft, digging up a dream I still believe. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright, alright, it's gonna be alright, alright, alright. Some people walk and some people ride. Some people carpool to heaven, they carpool to heaven. And the stars fall heavy over Arkansas tonight. And I can't carpool to heaven, but I'm gonna get there alright.
Great song.
Thank you.
Emily White, everybody. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And talking for a little while.
Yay.
So your website is emily-white.com.
Yes.
So emily-white.com.
Yes. And yes, unfortunately, there are other Emily Whites in the world playing mm-hmm. music and releasing albums. So the best way to find out which albums are mine is by going on my website and then going to iTunes or wherever. Spotify from there, but it's kind of all mixed up in iTunes and Spotify these days.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thank you so much.